Welcome to the Herald's Take by the Grimshaw Club, LSE's International Affairs Society. We bring you short insights on the news that have made headlines this week. This week's episode will cover news from the post-Brexit truck driver shortages in the UK, elections in Japan, and cryptocurrency restrictions in China. Enjoy this episode. Okay, first to the UK and one of the most serious post-Brexit problems that is exacerbated by the pandemic. A spike in European natural gas prices and a post-Brexit shortage of truck drivers have left Britain grappling with soaring energy prices and a potential food supply crunch. A lack of truck drivers impacts supply chains. Supermarkets and farmers will therefore be affected. This is why the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, has pledged to ease visa rules and to take all measures necessary to eliminate this shortage. However, according to Reuters, logistics and haulier companies claim that there are no quick fixes to this situation, and that any change to testing or visas would likely be too late to alleviate the pre-Christmas shortages because retailers stockpile months ahead. Furthermore, due to a lack of drivers who transport fuel from refineries to retail outlets, this driver shortage also causes a shortage in petrol. Brexit and COVID-19 therefore appear to be the causes of the driver shortage. The British haulage industry estimates it needs around 100,000 more drivers after 25,000 returned to Europe before Brexit, and the pandemic halted the qualification process for new workers. Transport Secretary Shapps, who maintained the driver shortage was not due to Brexit, said COVID-19 worsened the problem given that Britain was unable to test 40,000 drivers during lockdowns. Speaking of economic shortages and supply chains, we will now have a closer look at the debate around nuclear energy in Japan. This topic has been an intense point of discussion between four candidates of the Liberal Democratic Party presidential elections, whose winner will lead the longest governing political party in Japan into the upcoming 2021 Japanese general election. Among them, Sanae Takaichi is the most popular pro-nuclear energy candidate, while the other three, Fumio Kishida, Taro Kono, and Seikei Noda, say that it's more or less inevitable that Japan will have to rely on nuclear power for the time being. To understand this debate, it is important to note that last October, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga committed Japan to becoming a carbon-neutral society by 2050. To achieve this goal, the government announced in April that Japan is targeting a 46% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2030. To meet the nuclear power goal, Japan needs about 30 operating reactors in 2030. As of July, there were 36 reactors listed as available for use, but only 10 were officially in operation. Despite this lack of reactors, candidates for the Liberal Democratic Party have to be in favor of nuclear energy. Even the candidate who is known to be the strongest nuclear power opponent, Taro Kono, admitted that he doesn't intend to stop tomorrow or next year, according to Nikkei Asia. Whether increasing nuclear energy to reduce greenhouse gases is a shift towards clean energy remains unclear in Japan's elections. As much as the nuclear energy debate is heated in Japan, the debate around cryptocurrencies in China has come to an end. In China, cryptocurrencies are now illegal. China has intensified its crackdown on cryptocurrency on Friday, declaring all financial transactions involving cryptocurrencies as illegal and issuing a nationwide ban on cryptocurrency mining, which is a term for the power-hungry process in which computer networks compete to solve calculations in return for newly created crypto tokens. In a joint statement by 11 Chinese government entities, according to New York Times, authorities vowed to work closely to punish illegal crypto mining activities in order to prevent the hidden risks caused by the blind and disorderly development of this industry and to help the country achieve its carbon reduction goals. Thereafter, China's central bank announced that services offering trading, order matching, token issuance, and derivatives for virtual currencies would be strictly prohibited. The bank also stated that overseas crypto exchange providing services in mainland China were illegal. As a consequence, Bitcoin, the world's largest cryptocurrency, dropped as much as 7% to around $41,100 after the notice was posted by China's central bank. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. To learn more about the Grimshaw Club or the Beaver, check out our social media and websites. Stay tuned for our next episode.